that horse is a bolter, too. Come on, let's go after him.
It's a valuable horse.
I'll soon get him.
Oh, this is no time to go chasing horses. We're having a meeting.
Wally's hope's much more important than any old meeting.
Why, look, he's veering across the paddock there.
Oh, there's Dave. Oh, thank goodness.
Hey, Dave, go after that horse. He's got out of the stable.
Oh, what'll out.
It's all right, we'll get him.
I protest, we should go on with the meeting.
That's what I think. The horse is all right in the paddock.
Alf didn't want him to have any exercise this afternoon. Catch him, Dave.
All right, I'm going.
Oh, it just shows some people are more interested in horses than they are in the progress of their own town.
That's what I think. Breaking up the meeting.
It'd be a different story if the horse belonged to you.
Oh, think of others. Sometimes, Bill, that's a valuable racehorse. He can't be allowed to career around the paddock. He's in training. Yeah, you're only talking like that because you're afraid he'll beat King Pin.
You have no right to say that.
I've been insulted.
No, it's all right, Annie. Don't worry. Dave's got him.
We've got to find out who's trying to maim that horse. I'm going to ring Alf at once.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody's trying to maim the horse. Alf probably forgot to slip the bolt on the stable door. Oh, is he all right, Dave?
Yes, he's pretty frisky, though. He's steady.
Oh, that only means that Alf or I'll have to sleep in the stable. There's a racehorse maimer abroad.
Oh, don't talk such a lot of nonsense.
If you're hinting things like that to me, Annie, I'll have you up for defamation of character.
Well, stable doors don't open themselves, and that's a valuable horse.
Come on, boy. I've got him all right.
Someone let him out, Dave.
Oh, no one let him out, Annie. I was working over there in the paddock, and I saw him push the door open himself.
Who unbolted the door?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah, there you are. Someone might be lurking round here at this very moment.
Ah, Piffle, no one's lurking.
Couldn't we get back to our discussion? We have an important meeting in Berrygulla tonight.
That's true. Well, take that horse back to the stable, Dave, and see that the door's bolted this time.
Stand guard over him, Dave.
Oh, I can't stand guard over him. I'm feeling pretty crook myself. I haven't had a square meal in days.
How much weight have you lost?
3.5 pounds.
Not half enough. Go on, you'll have to eat even less.
Oh, Alf's lost over 4 pounds. He's going well, and he's going to have a Turkish bath.
David better have one, too.
Well, what about getting on with the meeting?
Yes, we can go back to the meeting now. Dave, you put the horse in the stable.
If you don't mind, I'm going to see that the door's properly bolted myself this time. And if you see anyone lurking, Dave, show him no mercy.
Oh, I don't think anyone's been lurking, Annie.
You can't be too sure.
Oh, I'm not sure about anything. I know I'd give me boots for a square meal.
Well, you can have one on the night after the cup, Dave.
Well, I'm going to the stable first. I'll be back in a minute. Poor old Wally's hope. Did someone frighten you and let you out?
Why, Annie, I don't seen anyone going into the stable.
Now, don't get carried away with silly ideas, Annie. Now, come on, everybody. We'll get on with the meeting.
Well, I'm still not convinced. There's something fishy about this.
Good crowd of Berrygulla people here, Dad.
Yes, we've got a fair roll-up.
Did you see the Bongoola platform at the other end of the street?
Well, how could I help seeing it?
Well, I like our slogan better than theirs. It looks well right across the platform. See you in Snake Gully.
Yes, it looks very well. And it sounds better than Boom Bongoola.
Yes, that doesn't mean anything. But I don't feel quite happy all the same.
Well, why not?
Larry Crosley looks so sure of himself. They're not starting their meeting until after hours, and he says he's got a surprise in store. Then he says that we'll just win the election for Bongoola. I say, wouldn't it be a good idea to ask all the Snake Gully people to come forward so that they can join in the war cry with us?
That's a good idea. Where's Al?
I saw him a moment ago. He was handing out pamphlets with a copy of the war cry on them. Oh, here he comes now.
Oh, we're ready to start, Al.
All right. Oh, I'm so weak I can hardly climb up the stairs to the platform. I'm sorry Annie isn't here to hear us beef out the Snake Gully war cry.
Oh, Annie insisted on staying home to keep an eye on Wally's hope. Annie's just got it into her head that someone's trying to let him out.
Oh, it's funny about that stable door. I don't remember leaving it open.
Oh, well, this is no time to discuss it. Let's start the meeting. I do wish I knew what Larry Clausen is up to. All this talk about a surprise.
Well, I suppose it's all bluff. Now, I'm going to open up the meeting. Have you got a copy of the war cry, everyone?
Yes.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, will the Snake Gully people in the audience come forward to the foot of the platform? Come on, Jim. You too, Dave and Jack. That's right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something of the advantages of joining up with Snake Gully. We're a great crowd in Snake Gully, and we have a lot of events, and we have our own war cry, written by none other than Mr. Alf Morton.
Oh, thanks very much. It was the best I could do, working and feeling hungry and trying to get inspiration at the same time.
All right, that'll do, Alf. You don't have to make a speech.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have only two speakers for you tonight, and they are going to speak very briefly. As president of the Snake Gully Shire Council, I will make the first speech, and then you'll hear from the president of the ladies' club, Mrs. Smith. But before you hear from us, we'll give the Snake Gully war cry. Now, where is it?
Where's a copy of the pamphlet?
What's all this? Two verses? There can't be two verses in a war cry.
No, I thought that was funny.
Oh, you recite the first verse, Dad, and then everybody joins in. Well, they'll soon learn it, but the first verse is supposed to be done solo.
Oh, solo. I see. Now listen, everybody. I'm going to read the first verse, and then the Snake Gully people will join in, and you'll hear our war cry, and I hope you'll all be having the same war cry before long. Now, don't join in this part. I'll tell you where to join in. There's a great Australian town in the heart of this fair land. It's a town of great renown. To belong to it is grand. Well, now, that's the verse, and here's the war cry.
I'm ready, and so am I.
Let them have it, Dad.
Wait a minute, Dad. You give the war cry first on your own, see? Oh, never mind. Perhaps I'd better do it.
Yes, all right. When are we going to join in?
Oh, after I've done it once. Now, it goes like this. Snake Gully is a trimmer, the grandest town we know. Snake Gully is the winner because we love it so. Snake Gully. Gully.
Now, all together, the Snake Gully war cry. One, two, three. Snake Gully is a trimmer, the grandest town we know. Snake Gully is the winner because we love it so. Snake Gully. Gully. Well, that's good, and we hope you're all going to learn the Snake Gully war cry. In future, we'll open all our meetings with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on November the 7th, you will be required to make a great decision. Whether you will join up with Snake Gully, with Von Gula, or remain on your own. Now, we want you to join up with Snake Gully because we know that you'd like to be part of a municipality. If you join up with us, you get electric lighting, you share in the benefits of our good roads, you get a better bus service to Berrigulla, you share in all our functions, and you have representatives on the Municipal Council. There may be some representatives of another town who are trying to tell you not to join up with us, and trying to advise you to join up with them. But they have got no advantages to offer you, nothing like we've got in Snake Gully. Now, we of Snake Gully have always had the highest respect for the people of Berrigulla. We want them to be part of our town, to join in our functions, and we want them to be good to themselves. You can see our slogan right across the platform. See it? There it says, "See you in Snake Gully." Well, we hope to see you in Snake Gully, and we hope you get into the habit of saying the words, "See you in Snake Gully," because Snake Gully wants you, and Snake Gully will be proud to have you. No one can offer more than we can, and I make no secret of the fact that we need you to help us become a municipality. But you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by joining up with us. You'll be partners with us, be able to take an interest in our big functions, like the Snake Gully Cup, which, by the way, I think will be won by my horse Socks.
Aye, cut that out. Slinging tips from the platform. If they want to back anything, I'll give them kingpin.
Oh, what about Wally's Hope?
Oh, this isn't a tipster's meeting. I remind you, gentlemen, that I'm still waiting to speak.
She's been waiting since the last meeting.
Order, order, order. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that Mrs. Smith has something of great interest to say. And now, before I close my few brief remarks, let me say, it is not our intention to tire you with long speeches. We're merely trying to tell you that it's to your advantage to join up with us. We want to see you in Snake Gully. I'm not giving a long speech or trying to be eloquent. It's just the speech of a simple country bloke like yourselves. We've made something of Snake Gully, and when you join up with us, we'll go to even greater things, and we'll be a city before we know where we are. So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in Snake Gully. And now, may I present Mrs. Smith, the president of the Snake Gullies Ladies Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, my remarks will be very brief indeed.
They're giving you a very good reception, dear. That's nice.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I know perhaps you expect me to make a long speech, but I'm not going to. I'm only going to say that I endorse the remarks made by the president of the Snake Gully Shire Council, and we offer you ladies of Berrygulla all the culture of our institution, our ladies' clubs, our sewing circle, our euchre clubs. And now I have a surprise for you, a big surprise for you. If Snake Gully becomes a municipality, there will have to be an election, and it is the intention of several ladies to stand for the municipal council.
What's this?
Eddie, what are you talking
about?
Order,
please, order. I'm speaking to you, ladies of Berrygulla. Who knows? There might be some municipal councillors amongst you. Help to make us a municipality and get onto our council. You'll be entitled to stand for it, and so, with that delightful surprise, I only wish to say that we might have a municipal council composed wholly and solely of women.
Why, you can't do that! You can't do that!